Today is August 30th. Thank you for tuning in to Beyond the Cup with host Brian Peters of Beyond the Cup, a program here of the Healing Brew in Akron, Ohio. We are a metaphysical tea shop located in the wonderful Merriman Valley, 1672 Merriman Road, Akron, Ohio, 44313. We do offer psychic readings, special events, as well as special events such as physical mediumship, as well as trance mediumship. Today, I am joined with one of my fellow owners, Michael Black. He'll be featured in the upcoming Beyond Our Voices from the Cabinet series here at the Healing Brew, going on Thursdays from 7 and 9 o'clock. It's a great opportunity to come out and see a little bit about physical mediumship, as well as talk more about trance mediumship. So, as I said, I am joined here today by Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hello. I'm great. Good. How are you?
So, can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are?
So, I am one of the owners of the Healing Brew, a psychic medium, a Reiki master, access bars, facilitator, access facelift practitioner, and access bodywork as well.
So I know you mentioned a lot of the modalities you're trained in. The modality I'm more interested in learning more about here today is the trance mediumship. So can you tell me what made you look into getting into the trance mediumship portion of the equation?
We've been working with a physical medium who kind of gave us the road and ideas and training on learning to do physical mediumship, and in process of learning that, have done and have worked with some trance mediumship myself, going into trance and having other beings step through to channel through me.
That's interesting. So what is it like when you bring forth a entity?
We go into trance, which is going down into what they call the theta state, which is when you basically check out of your body, you're not present for the conversation, and you have a higher energy coming in. Usually for me, it's been the angelic realm, but you have the ascended masters, as well as other higher energy beings that step through, and I'm not present for it, but it does, you can feel the energy shift when they step forward.
That's interesting. You said you're not present for it. So what's it like for you when you're doing that?
It's like going down into a hypnotic state where you are at that low brain wave. It's kind of like when you go to sleep at night and you dip down into the lower frequency of the brain and you're not really at conscious at a human level at that point in time. And I basically leave our body, our spirit body takes off from our physical body. So it's kind of like I go into a state where I go to what they call a happy place or somewhere that I create, that I spend time in while the process is occurring.
I know from my own knowledge base and stuff like that, and I try to ask all the hard-hitting questions as we do these things, but I do know trance mediumships were like that of Edgar Cayce and The Law of One, where they're really about getting your consciousness stepped aside and then having those entities bring forth information and stuff like that. So one of the questions I do want to say is, are you guys gaining any information as you guys are doing this? When people come, are they expecting to hear more information out of cabinet?
Basically, you know, the people who attend can ask questions of whoever comes forward, whether it be about themselves or the world in general. We have had some interesting conversations come through. We've learned more about the angelic realm, more about what spirit realm is about. I'm not present for the answer, so I don't know all the questions that are asked. But I do know from other work we've done, it comes with a lot of information that we wouldn't typically know at a human level. And sometimes it's just about what message you need to hear from. It all depends on the questions that are asked.
For those that are just joining us, so what's this program that's coming up in September? Can you tell us more about it?
We have what's called our Voices from the Cabinet series. It'll be on Thursday nights in September, the first three Thursdays from 7 to 9. It features myself, Mike Allen, Ramona Carroll, Lynette, who will be our mediums in the cabinet, where we will go into we work out what we call a spirit cabinet, and we will go into trance and we will channel trance channel, whatever spirit comes through.
The only spirit cabinet I know about is the one that mom and dad always locked that had the spirits kept in, but I don't think this is the same spirit you're talking cabinet.
Yeah, this isn't your mom and dad's liquor cabinet. This is actually they call it a spirit cabinet or a seance cabinet. It was back in the Victorian era when physical mediumship was being introduced into the areas. They would use what they call, it's called the Holy of Holies. It's a sacred space that is created. The medium goes inside this cabinet, is usually bound to a chair, curtains are closed, and they go into trance. And this is where a lot of physical mediums work, is inside this cabinet with curtains all around, and it's just a safe place for the medium to do the work in.
I know you had mentioned the angelic realm and stuff like that, but I know a friend of ours, Amber, tends to bring in another type of entity. Can you tell us more about other entities that we could possibly expect?
We have galactics that come forward. As you said, Amber, she brings forth a galactic being. We've had the Fey realm come forward. We've had dragons come forward from the dragon realm. We've had Merlin from Avalok through myself that has stepped forward from Avalon. All those higher beings and different planes of existence that exist on top of our own, and we come in contact with those every day. We have had those channeled through our mediums.
So this is actually very interesting. I don't know if we've ever heard of this type of mediumship before. So is that the case? Is this a new idea, or?
It's been around since the 1800s.
So this is just another way of telling the same story, just in a different way.
It's just another way of contacting or communicating with the higher realms, as spirit kind of steps forward. It's kind of like a signal with a medium, only you're actually getting direct information from them speaking through the medium's body.
And I know one of the things we'll talk about too is the, you mentioned the word seance, and for some, seance is that four-letter word, or it's that word that brings up a lot of fear and stuff like that. So if someone's coming to the event and they hear the word seance, is there anything like dark or dreary or anything we need to worry about, or anybody coming home with me?
There are many different forms of seances. Seance is more of a blanket term that's used to describe the work we do in. You have loved one seances where you have a medium that sits down and you hear from your loved ones, your relatives that have passed. The work we do, we refer to seance in a physical setting for us, is contacting those higher realms and planes of existences. It's nothing dark, scary, or dreary. There's no weird things that come forward. We do with the highest protections. You're not going to come home with anybody. But we do contact the higher realm. There's not so much mom and dad, grandma, grandpa. These are more angels, masters, guides, teachers. As we talk to Galactics or the Fae, it just all depends who comes forward. But we do work with the highest energies that we can possibly work with. And we do work oftentimes in the dark because we are working towards physical mediumship, which the dark allows us to work with what they call ectoplasm, which is photosensitive to light. If we want to get manifestations, or we want to get what they call a spirit trumpet to levitate or to move around, and that's just a trumpet that's in the cabinet with a medium, they call it a seance trumpet or a spirit trumpet, and the entities can come forward and work with the trumpet, move it, do raps, taps, knocks. You may get manifestation of a spirit in the room.
Now, you had mentioned the dark, so that means you're working with the darker energies, or?
It's just because light is disruptive to the ectoplasm and to spirit. If we're trying to get manifestations, we work in the dark, as these entities are photosensitive. It has nothing to do with dark energies. It has to do with the fact that the white light is not conducive to allowing manifestations in this form to happen.
Now, I know you mentioned the Voice of the Cabinet series, but do you offer private readings as well?
I'm a psychic medium, so I do private readings. I do psychic fairs. I read here out of the shop in Akron. 1672 Merriman Road, Akron, Ohio, 44313.
And what's the name of that shop?
It's the Healing Brew.
All right. And then I also know there's some other events coming up in September. Everyone's all a buzz about. Can you tell me more about the Access Consciousness event coming up at the end of the month?
So again, I do Axis bars, facelift body processes through Axis Consciousness, which is a worldwide organization that started probably more than 30 years ago. We offer many tools to help people with various things in their life, limitations, blocks. One thing I work with is called Axis bars, which are 32 points in the head, accessed by light touch, helps with PTSD, stress, anxiety, helps get you out of your own way, get you out of your own mindset to kind of reprogram the old programming in your mind. And we have an event coming up on the 22nd and 23rd. We're doing free mini sessions or half price full sessions in conjunction with Access Consciousness. September, which is Mental Health and Suicide Awareness Month for Access. And everyone worldwide, globally, are offering bars as a way to give back to the communities for Suicide and Mental Awareness Month. And we work in conjunction with them and are offering an event on that weekend. Offering the session, we'll have different practitioners here doing services. Again, the free sessions or the discounted full sessions. And then I will actually have a class on the 24th to teach the bars class.
And if anybody wants more information about this, how can they reach out and find us?
You can go to our Facebook page, The Healing Brew LLC. Our website is thehealingbrew.com. You can call us at 234-678-0380.
And now, finally, I am going to go ahead and, as we wrap up, I just wanted to have you give us an opportunity to talk a little bit more about the snippet of information that we're going to let people hear. So that's you in trance, right?
That would be me in trance. The piece that we are going to be attaching along with this would be from a class I taught. It was a class on angels. It was a 3-part series. And the third night of class, I actually went into trance inside the spirit cabinet, as we discussed, and brought forth the Archangel Uriel, who taught to the class, and they were able to ask questions. And we also spoke with the Archangel Gabriel that night as well.
All right, so everyone will have an opportunity to listen to that piece of file here in a little bit. Once again, my name is Brian Peters. I am the host of the Beyond the Cup here. It's actually a program of The Healing Brew, as well as myself. I am a psychic medium as well, and I also do set in cabinet as well. So if anybody does have an opportunity to come out, check out the event coming up for the Voices of the Cabinet series coming up in September. Once again, that's September 7th, 14th, and 21st. Make sure you do come out and check it out here at The Healing Brew in Akron, Ohio, as well as I encourage you to stay tuned to listen to that snip of a soundbite from Mike's angel class this past spring. Definitely, if you are interested in reaching out to The Healing Brew, 1672 Merriman Road, Akron, Ohio, 44313, as well as that phone number is 234-678-0380. And as remember, it's always Beyond the Cup.